RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Johnny, yep. Don't be laughing at them. You know, I mean, they've been growing out, and there you have it. And one of the biggest questions I'm asked as a physician a lot, and I know that you're asked all the time on Empower Her, et cetera, is what is with this nail care thing? People really want to get the most natural answers to how do you take care of your nails, because after all, it's important, all right? Not just for women, but also for men, too, because they're in there, too. So we have our go-to expert, Shell Pink. I am so happy to have Shell on, who's been a dear friend for years in the spa industry. Shell captured the attention of the entire spa industry when she founded Spa Ritual in 2004. We're talking vegan nail lacquer collection, gluten-free, I mean, beyond natural. So we've got questions for you, Shell. Welcome to Her Radio. First, we're so happy to have you on.
Thank you.
So Michelle and I want to understand, first of all, why nail care is so important and why go natural?
Well, people love to have their nails done. It's a really important part of their beauty care ritual. And beauty is so much linked to health and wellness, so it's so important that what we put on our body is healthy for us.
That is so true. So true.
Oh my
and,
God.
And you know, it's hygiene too, right, Shell? It is, I mean, it just encompasses a lot of things. By the way, I think I actually use, they polish Shell Pink. There's a polish named after you out there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think there's an extra L in that one too.
Yeah.
So Shell, when we're looking at, you know, taking care of our nails, can you walk us through what you think is the best way to be able to look at managing nails in a natural and healthy way?
Sure. I think that when people are looking for a nail care product to use, I think the best thing is to look for formulas that are vegan and also are 5-free, that they're free of the hot button ingredients, dibutyl phthalate, toluene, formaldehyde resin, and camphor. These are healthier. It's healthier for, you know, people who are putting on their nails. It's also healthier for the nail technician who's using it day in and day out.
Right.
And so I recommend, you know, that would be your checklist as you're, you know, going out there to, you know, either use it, you know, have it done professionally in the salon or to purchase your own product for at-home use.
And people forget about the nail tech who's doing this, right, who's using all these products. And we've seen what's happened with them as they're ingesting all of the, you know, all the fumes and even when they're, filing down the nails. So I love to see when someone has a mask over them. But that tells you how, you know, toxic some of this can be. Vegan is huge. Huge in a lot of things, and so is gluten-free, even in skin products and nail products and things like that. So, but let's talk a little bit about brittle nails and how to take care of dry, brittle nails, because a lot of people suffer from that.
Yeah, I think, not many people know this, but you want to take care of your cuticles, and you want to do that daily. So a great cuticle oil is a great way to nourish your nails to make them, you know, healthier and stronger.
Is there one you recommend?
Well, of course, I recommend the Spa Ritual Cuta Cocktail.
Got it. Okay.
I use it. I use
great.
It, and I no, I'm not kidding you. It's because you introduced me to it, Shell,
yeah.
And I use it. Love it, because I had the strangest cuticle things going on.
Yeah.
They would dry. They would crack. It was like, oh, you know, my manicurist would scream at me saying, you know, you're making my life a holy hell with this stuff. And so thank you for that.
Welcome.
You know, but that also brings up something else. I think one of the hottest trends right now are nail gels. A lot of women out there using
shellac,
them.
Nail gels. There's just a ton of stuff.
Can you just give us your sort of download on all things gel?
Yeah, I mean, I think with anything, when there's a new innovation in a category, people really gravitate towards it and get super excited, and it definitely has been the rage over the last few years. But I think more and more people are realizing the damage that it's doing to their nails and aren't going back to the gels. So what has recently come out, and we have a new formula called Gold, is something in between the gel and the traditional nail lacquer formula. So our Gold formula is still vegan and five-free, but it doubles the duration of your manicure. It actually nourishes the nails. It dries in 8 minutes by ambient light. You don't need to use a light, and it removes like a polish. So you don't have to go through that painstaking process of soaking in acetone for 15 minutes
and then scraping
the remaining lacquer off.
Yeah. Because it does. It damages the nails. Mm-hmm. I use something called IBD, which has been around for a long time.
Yes.
Because I've got really oily nail beds, and nothing stays on me. So a regular manicure never worked for me. I'd be out of there, and in 10 seconds, I'd chip a nail. Yeah. And I hate that. So I didn't do my nails for a long time, but I think there's something to be said about, the products that you can use. That, we can put a man on the moon and we can't figure out how to not chip nails. I mean,
well, yeah, but when you think about the the motivation for this, women are busy, right?
Yes.
And you don't want to leave a salon and have the thing chipping already. You're like, come on, seriously? And you don't have an appointment for 2 weeks, and you're praying to heaven that the manicure will last. And it's just a nightmare. And women travel. They can't get back to their same manicurist. Mm-hmm. We're busy back and forth. So, Shell, you're saying that Gold is the product from Spa Ritual that answers this need?
Yes. Yep. Okay. And it does. And it's exactly the product that a busy woman needs, and they can still, this is still something that is part of their healthy beauty care ritual.
Huh. This is a very unique
product.
Are
there other products out in the market that are like that?
Ours, there are. I mean, it is a new category, a hybrid category.
Uh-huh.
And Gold is fantastic. We've tested against the other brands that are out there, and it's a superior product.
So talk to us about what you should avoid so that you don't damage your nails. What are the things, five things you should avoid?
Yeah.
In terms of gels or just in
products?
Just
in any
products.
Yeah.
I think if you don't want to damage your nails, you need to avoid gels because that's inevitable. Acrylics are another one that I would stay away from it's damaging to the nails and it's incredibly unhealthy as well. And then I think you want to focus on really nourishing the nails on a regular basis. So again, the cuticle oil and using nail treatments, different strengtheners, depending on what your nail need is. And then having regular manicures. It's important with using healthier products.
Right, and wouldn't you say wearing gloves when you're like washing dishes and then making sure that you have more natural household products that you're using? Wouldn't that that would probably help as well, right?
Yes, it definitely extends into all the other aspects of how you're living a healthy life.
Absolutely, and I'm one of my challenges is I'm a swimmer, I'm a triathlete, and so the really good news is that I'm in pools that are salt water and not chlorine, because chlorine's murder on your knee, on your nails, to say the least. We've been talking, everyone out there in her radio land, to Shell Pink, who is the founder of Spa Ritual. Please go to sparitual.com/philosophy and learn more about this fabulous, fabulous new product called Gold. And think twice before you, get that next manicure. What's going on with your nails already? All right. So I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
To not bite your nails and cultivate your nails. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.